Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Culture. Wake up to this altar daily. Let it be your way of life. After receiving ministration from Turning Point Audio, then read, do a short Bible study with Turning Point Devotional Booklet, also authored by me. Pray the day's prayer and follow the guideline of reading the entire Bible through systematically in a year. If you subscribe online, the prayer booklet content shall be sent to your phone for your daily engagement. For subscription and subscription renewal, chat with Demi on +234 8055 100 510. Do so now, so we will not forget. Welcome to Monday, the third day in June. Hosea chapter 6 verse 2 says, after 2 days, will he revive us? In the third day, he will raise us up. And on the third day, Jesus resurrected from the dead. This is the third day. Please open your hand and your heart to receive. Be responding with amen. I receive it. I pray over your life. This is your resurrection week. Whatever has been dead, contrary to purpose in your life, shall receive life back. In Jesus' name, your health shall spring forth. Your beauty and your glory will shine forth. This week, you are changing levels. If you have been having it good, you begin to have it better and have it best and have it glorious. If it has been rough and tough, full of struggles, that narration is changing now. Now, put your hand on your back if you can. I want to pray for you. I prophesy a strange supernatural backup shall be for you this week. This shall not be just another week. It shall be your super week, your breakthrough week, your unsolicited blessings week in Jesus' name. Take off your hand. Open them. Open your two hands together. May God place heavy resources on these hands. May healing virtue, success virtue, multiplication virtue flow from your hand henceforth. If you have your anointed mantle nearby, put it on your head. If you don't have it, then do it later. I prophesy, receive the mantle of a champion, mantle of a hero, mantle of good health and longevity. Divine mantle is on you now. From today, you will become a stranger to failures. Receive the mantle of new ideas, of innovation and creativity, a new mindset. In the name of Jesus, you will know things without knowing how you will know it. You will operate in your dominion mandate. The eye that will see you and favor you will see you this week. We see your children and your business and favor them. I have an urge in my spirit to pray for entrepreneurs, business owners, employers of labor, producers of goods and services, buyers and sellers, owners of platforms and networks. Find something that connects or relates to what you do. It could be a document or an item. Hold it up and let me pray. I prophesy, may God breathe on what you do. Your outfit will flourish and blossom. Between today and Sunday, you shall experience a divine visitation that will make you sing and dance. God shall fight your battles. I prophesy to all one, everybody listening to me, victory is yours in Jesus' name. Say amen, I receive it. You will testify. June 3 celebrants, your birthday prayers. You are blessed. Your birthday is blessed. And your new age is blessed also. God shall give you a special birthday gift and inspire good people to give you good present and gift as well. Happy birthday. Listeners, we shall do a personal, effective, intensive, and effectual prayer this week, just for a week. No one can pray for you better than you can pray for yourself. Then you learn to pray by praying. I shall call Bible verses for us to pray. He said, according to my word, command ye me. We will pray according to his word. You say these words of prayer after me with strength and energy. They are your prayers. First prayer today is from Isaiah chapter 60 verse 11. Therefore, thy gates shall be opened continually. They shall not be shut day and night, that men may bring unto you the forces of the Gentiles, and that their kings may be brought. Pray with your energy. Say, O God, let my gate be opened continually. My gate of progress be opened. My gate of profit be opened. My gate of favor, help, support, and assistance be opened. My gates of international operation and relevance be opened. Be open for me and be open for my children. Be open for my business and all my outfit. Oh, you shall not be shut by day or night. Kings, emperors, presidents of nations, and people that matters, they will hear of me and patronize me in Jesus' name. Say amen. I receive it. Yes, receive it. It shall be as you have prayed it. Oh, you will soon be giving testimony here in the name of Jesus. Next scripture for prayer, Psalm 8, verses 5 and 6. For thou hast made him a little lower than the angel and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou made him to have dominion over the works of thy hand, and thou hast put all things under his feet. Wow, this is a loaded Bible verse for many prayers. Touch your forehead gently, if you can, and declare to your own life, say, I have dominion. Say, I have authority. I have power. Through the name of Jesus Christ, I'm in charge, and I will remain in charge from this day forward. My authority shall not be queried. My dominion shall not be questioned. My head is crowned under Jesus Christ. I'm a king on earth. My face shall be seen and my voice shall be heard all over the world. I have power. I have influence. Tap your right foot on the floor or wherever you are and say, Satan, you are under my feet. Demons, you are under my feet. I shall tread upon serpents and scorpions. They shall not hurt me. God has made me superior. I shall remain superior. I am on top. I will never come under. In Jesus' name. Say amen. I receive it. Yes, it shall be as you have prayed it. Next scripture for prayers. Luke chapter 6 verse 38. Give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure. Pressed down. Shaking together and running over. Shall men give unto your bosom. This is the prayer. Please pray this prayer with passion. Something will happen. Pray and say, by the grace of God, I am a giver, I am a tither, and a sower. I receive multiple harvests in good measure, pressed down, shaking together, and running over. My seed sowing shall produce. I shall not beg to eat. I shall not beg to live. My sowing will produce. By God's grace, I shall live and operate under an open heaven. I will not know scarcity in life. My barns shall overflow. The rest of my life, I will live in surplus supplies. In Jesus' name. Say amen. I receive it. Yes, you will not know dryness anymore. You shall not lack any good thing. Your tithing and seed sowing shall be greatly rewarded. Say another amen. I receive it. Yes, listeners, we'll continue from here tomorrow. You can always play back these prayers and pray them again and again. God will answer your prayers and give you pleasant surprises. Please rebroadcast this to all on your contact. Do so daily. Let what is blessing you bless everyone connected to you. Now, join us on our live broadcast on Facebook, YouTube, TikTok, and Instagram. Every Monday and Friday evening, this evening, it shall come, 8 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. Nigeria time. Search for The Real Femi Emmanuel on your Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, all at The Real Femi Emmanuel. Join us. In case you are finding it difficult to do, send an SMS, a text message, or a call to 0805-802194. 0805-802194. And say, please, how do I connect to the live broadcast? That is 8 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. today. We are now receiving voice note testimonies to be aired on our many, many radio broadcasts. Now, don't keep your miracle or your testimony to yourself. Say it for others to hear. Three things happen when you give testimony. God is glorified. And when God is glorified, he will multiply his blessings back to you. Then listeners' faith is blessed. Everyone listening to you, their own faith too will rise. Then you commit God to do more. The devil can steal a miracle if we are ungrateful enough to share it with the brethren. How? Open your WhatsApp, record your testimonies, 1 minute or thereabout. Put your phone close to your mouth. Take your phone to where you can speak very loudly as I'm speaking now. Many have sent their own, but we can't use it. It's too faint. It's too low. Introduce yourself and say, my name is, then record your testimony. Send to +234 8055 8377. Please do so now and do so all the time. TPGF UK conference is counting down. 18 more days to go. Register if you have not done so. Conference hall is filling up already. Conference is free, but registration is essential for planning and logistics. Please register. Send either by SMS, a chat, or a call or to either of these two numbers. Pastor Franklin, +234 7956 504 536. Or Pastor Deola or Jenny, +234 7411128401. Conference date is Friday and Saturday, June 21 and 22. Friday, it will be kickoff from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. TPGF conference. Saturday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. TPGF conference. It shall be followed by the minister's conference from 2:30 to 4:30. Venue is St. George's Church Hall, Church Street, Gravesend, DA110DJ in Kent. Go online to search for nearby hotels or train station if you need one. TPGF members in Nigeria, Africa, USA, all over. Encourage your loved ones, your sons and daughters, your spouse, your neighbors, your friends in UK and Europe to register and attend. I will be in UK with you from June 21 and 22. I'm coming with some other ministers. We bring the anointed mantle to bless all of you. Bring your own anointing oil along. Bring fruits. Any kind of fruit. We are going to have the covenant impartation of fruitfulness. Bring photographs, documents, your water bottles, and other things that relate to where you want God to work for you. Invite other people. June 21 and 22 shall be great with TPGF conference in UK. Mark has ended. If you are a tither, a battle, Thanksgiving seesaw, partnership commitment seed, or the 6666, we are showing this month. People are already doing it. Testimonies are coming. Do so. If you want us to send you the commission's account, send an SMS or send a chat to +234 809 789 4000. Do so now. I prophesy on you. This is your week. This is your month. Amazing turnaround shall come for you. What God cannot do does not exist, for God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. TPGF, answer me. Truly blessed. Bye.